Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Kanye's sincere apology to Kim Kardashian. How Offset and Cardi rule the red carpet. The Weeknd's got a plan to scare your pants off. Camilo makes history on the cover of Billboard. We welcome a new music video into the 1 billion views club. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. It's Thursday, September 22nd, and we have to talk about this apology from Ye.
This is the mother of my children, and I apologize for any stress that I have caused.
Kanye West apologizes for any stress he caused Kim Kardashian.
I need this person to be least stressed and a best sound mind and as calm as possible to be able to raise those children.
Ye told ABC's Good Morning America that part of the issues with co-parenting mirrored his business issues in the fashion industry.
It was all a kind of a disregard for the voice of something that I co-created. I co-created the children. I co-created the product at Adidas. I co-created the product at Gap. There's a parallel, and the parallel does touch on discrimination.
Even within your marriage?
Yeah.
Ye also admitted that social media can be very hurtful, which he used against Kim's ex, Pete Davidson. It all depends on how you use it. Can't wait to see him hopefully use it for some good. Cardi B and Offset are definitely one of music's most stylish couples. But what's the secret to their fashion success?
You guys always kill it when you show up on the carpet together. When you and Cardi show up, it's like flash bulbs everywhere. How do you guys plan when you're going to a carpet, like, as a couple?
A lot of times it's not. It's just meant to be, I guess.
For the fellas though, if you ever get to that point where you're at the red carpet, you let them be loud. When wifey wears some crazy Gaultier, some Mugler, something crazy that's rare, I'm just gonna have a suit on. Looking nice and clean, grown and sexy, so I don't off-balance the situation. A lot of times I do that.
No wonder Offset is back as co-signer on season 2 of The Hype.
Yo, represent for New York, baby. Word up.
Jail pose.
And A-list stylist Marnie Sinafonte also returns on the HBO Max show, out now.
And it was and the color palette was really rich and really sophisticated, yeah, and that made it look luxurious.
You're a legend in the game. You've obviously styled for Beyonce, Kendall Jenner. You have made some iconic looks. What are you most proud of?
Between Coachella and Lemonade.
Come on, the Coachella looks so iconic.
Formation video was pretty iconic too.
But being a co-signer versus a stylist poses its own challenges.
I love the style of the jacket. I think the jacket's great. The jeans are not preppy to me.
Well, it's prep for me.
Oh.
How's it different for you to be in front of the camera styling?
Watching other people is the hard part. It's like, oh, you're making such a terrible mistake. Like, it's like, I get so frustrated and I want to help them so much, but sometimes I have to fall back, but I try to help as much as I can.
For all your music and fashion needs, head to billboard.com.
He's so hot. He's perfect.
The Weeknd is dead. Well, at least at Universal Studios Hollywood. Halloween Horror Nights enlisted the help of an A-list musician to bring fear to their guests, and we were at opening night to give you an inside look. If you needed liquid courage for the scary activity, you could head to the After Hours Nightmare Bar, where there were Weeknd-themed cocktails and snacks, including this concoction that I grabbed that literally had a syringe of blood? I won't ask. And then it was time to enter the Weeknd's haunted maze, surrounded by Abel's likeness with his music blasting everywhere. And killers were on the loose.
Oh,
We saw The Weeknd get executed, beheaded, and he's definitely gonna need a makeover after all of this. You can check out The Weeknd After Hours Maze at Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood, September 8th through October 31st. Camilo graces our inaugural Billboard Espanol digital cover. Dile que tú ya no sientes lo mismo por mí. Camilo shines on our very first Billboard Espanol digital cover. I mean, look at that mustache. The Colombian star sat down with Billboard and discussed everything from music to his wife and muse, Eva Luna, and being a new father. When speaking on his wife, the singer-songwriter told Billboard, "This is a revolutionary kind of love, a love that displaces, that breaks down structures and builds new cities, that tears down buildings and creates parks. That's what Eva Luna is. She's like the photograph of love." And for him, he says, honesty is the most important thing. "At the beginning of my career, I told my tribe, people, the only thing I promise you is honesty. I'm an honest person, connected with my craft and my creativity. And the day my guitar takes me down different paths, I promise I'll share that with you as well." There's a new member in the 1 billion view club on YouTube. I think I thought I saw you try. RM's Losing My Religion has officially hit 1 billion views on YouTube. It seems like an unlikely member of the club, but according to the platform, the 1991 classic has averaged over 300,000 views globally per day so far this year. Impressive. Losing My Religion peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 back in June of 1991 and spent 21 weeks total on the chart. The song now joins fellow 1 billion viewed songs like Luis Fonsi's Despacito featuring Daddy Yankee, Despacito, Blackpink's How You Like That, how you like that, and Drake's Hotline Bling, to name a few. I know when that hotline bling. Congrats, REM, on a well-deserved entry. That's it for today. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. Make sure you subscribe and come back tomorrow for more music updates.
Before we go, Hurricane Fiona has devastated Puerto Rico. If you would like to help the people of Puerto Rico, Billboard suggests making a donation to www.redcross.org/donate.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.